Magic 107.5, 97.5, Atlanta's best mix of R&B with Carol Blackman, and the doctor is in the house. Dr. Ian Smith. Now look, first of all, welcome to Magic 107.5, 97.5. So glad to have you here.
Good to be here, really is.
And you know what? I have to say this. I really like the idea that you showed up to the studio unassisted, no entourage, just off the elevator by yourself. That's pretty cool.
Well, because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, life is pretty simple. And when we try to complicate things, that's when things get in the way of what they shouldn't get in the way of. So I try to be as lean as possible.
Oh, I love that. And you are, both physically and
otherwise.
Very good. Okay, so folks did not realize, at least I didn't, so I'm just going to just make sure everybody's with me, right, that you have authored 8 books.
Yes.
Prior to.
Mm-hmm.
7 of which are health and fitness based. 1 was a novel.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have jumped head first into this relationship thing.
Yeah.
What? Give us the backstory, because I thought it was kind of interesting.
Sure. Well, people know me from my weight loss books, as you said. But as I was helping ladies lose weight, I realized that they were always asking me about man questions because their emotional issues were tied to relationship. And so I was dispensing ad hoc relationship advice. And some of them said, why don't you just put this in a book? Because a lot of women are looking for these answers and they can't find them. This would make a great book. And so the book is titled very simply, The Truth About Men, The Secret Side of the Opposite Sex, because this is not about if men are right or wrong, if women are right or wrong. This is what men do.
Mm.
This is what your man wants you to know but won't tell you for whatever reason. They're uncomfortable. They're embarrassed. They're awkward. So, and I got to tell you, some of the parts of the book are tough.
So we're talking just the facts.
Just the facts. And it's not like men are right. Men are stupid sometimes and men are irrational.
I hear that a lot.
It's true.
Say that again.
Well, no, I'm just... And we know it, and we're not great communicators. And so this book is really what men want women to know, but don't have the courage or whatever it is to tell women.
Okay, the other thing is that you said something about asking questions. Are we asking asking the questions to the wrong person? We're asking each other questions.
So men will get together at a bar in a locker room and have a great conversation about relationship problems or things they like and don't like. Women will get together in their form and discuss it. But there's this huge chasm between men and women of having that communication. It doesn't exist. And so this book is really supposed to be a conversation starter.
Okay.
Because your guy actually wants you to help him learn how to please you better. He does, but he won't ask you. But he wants to. He wants you to instruct him, but he's afraid to ask you because he seems inadequate. So some women are picking up this book and saying, is this true? And guys are like, oh, yeah, it's true. So it's helping men because they can't say it. It's helping women because they don't know it. So it's kind of, you know, binding the two.
So the men can't articulate it, even though they want to express it.
Mm-hmm.
And we, of course, we want to meet you guys halfway because, quite honestly, we would really like to relinquish some of the control that we have to have in life.
Yeah, sure.
When it comes to relationships, it's really good to know when the man can really be the man in the relationship. But we don't want to relinquish unless he knows what he's doing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And speaking of control, you know, I say that real men want to actually share control because they want to be real partners in a relationship. You know, this isn't 1812 where a woman should walk behind a man and
right.
You know, sit.
Don't
you know,
speak.
No.
Yeah.
A true man these days wants a woman to be an equal partner. And I really believe that. And I tell women and my female friends who are single, I say, if this guy is the kind of guy where he has all these issues, you're not going to change that. Because a leopard doesn't change his spots, my grandfather says.
Right.
So you need to move on to someone who is going to be a real partner with you and love you and respect you and not be intimidated because you're successful and because you have a lot going on.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to believe that. I'm still trying to believe
it. It's true.
That.
It's true.
Okay. One of the first chapters, it's very interesting, first of all. Very, very interesting. But I'm just going to touch on a few because I know your time is limited with us today, but you're going to have to come back.
I will.
Men don't want a wallflower. Rather, they want someone willing to display a reasonable amount of aggression.
Well, you know, it's like this.
And the ladies in the room are like, what?
Well, you know, it's because of this. It's because, you know, there was a time where women could never make the first move, could never have initiative in a relationship. Those days are over for several reasons. One, we're in a digital age with social media, and this is a competitive marketplace.
Absolutely.
And there are a lot
especially in Atlanta.
That's right. And there are a lot of women who are willing to step their game up. And if they see a nice looking man that they're interested in, you know, let's have a drink, you know, let's have dinner. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you're not doing it, someone else is doing it. and you're going after the same pool, so you're at a competitive disadvantage. The other part is this. Some women say, well, what about values? You know, women have values, but that the two are not mutually exclusive. You can still have values as a woman and still be willing to engage someone initially. Just, you know, they're not mutually exclusive. And so I say in the book, if you see someone who's nice, looking or whatever turns you on about the, don't be afraid to say, guys want that.
Okay, because you say, first of all, it is about the visual. Stop playing around. It is the visual. Because, and folks always say, oh, nice personality, nice. You don't know a person's personality just from, you know, sight.
The truth about the truth about men is that we are very visual creatures, and we don't see your PhD first.
Right.
We see you first. And so when you package your assets well, and by the way, I say men don't always want the prettiest woman, by the way. Men want a woman who's confident. You can be very sexy by how you carry yourself, how you dress, how you speak. You don't have to be the prettiest woman in the room. And I said, tell my female friends all the time, listen, stop thinking that you have to do plastic surgery to attract a man. You don't need to do that. In fact, studies show, and the book is full of studies, guys prefer a woman who has flaws and is natural than a woman who is surgically enhanced. And my female friends say, yeah, but why are they always looking at him? Because
there you go. But why?
But looking at someone because it's interesting and wanting to be with them are two different things. But if you want to have surgical procedures because you want to, that's fine. But don't do it for a man is what I'm saying.
Okay.
You know, do it for yourself, not for somebody else.
Okay. Here's another one. Men want you to initiate the sex at least some of the time and mean it.
I was in New York City and at this big dinner.
That's, yeah. And, Tell them about this.
And we're in a group and we're talking and I said, I'm writing this book. And some woman says to me, I have never initiated sex with my husband. And I was like, are you serious?
With her husband.
With her husband.
Husband.
Not boyfriend. I said, how long have you been married? 5 years. And so my first reaction was that. My first reaction was, what is the guy thinking? Because if my woman is not initiating physical intimacy with me, I'm thinking, is she attracted to me? And, you know, is she just doing it because she has to? Like, why isn't she into me?
Yeah.
I say in the book, guys will do it most of the time. Don't worry about that. But at least some of the time, your guy has to feel like he's needed and wanted.
Okay. All right. And I think we're afraid of rejection, too, sometimes. But husband, that's the really your husband?
But speaking of rejection, I want to say this. Men are most fearful of rejection. Because men have large egos, they do not want to be rejected. And so we do all kinds of things to prevent that. We do texting, so we don't have to do a face-to-face with you, because it's easy to turn a text message on and off. And if you say no to me over text message, it's different than you look me in the eye and say, you know what, this isn't working out. That's tough for guys.
And that's wimpy. Man, that is so.
But okay, it's the truth.
There was something else. Pay some of the time. You said
shell out the cash some of the time is chapter 4. And here's my point about that. Guys will pay for you all day long, but sometimes a guy wants to know that you're willing to step up. And by you making that gesture, you're sending a signal to the guy that, one, you are independent and you can do your own thing if necessary. And two, if you're willing to step up, the guy's actually more willing to do more for you because he knows that you're in it as a partner.
Okay.
Now, should this happen in the first few dates? Absolutely not.
Okay.
And my point to my friends is if a guy is not paying for the first several dates, that's a problem.
Thank you. I think, yeah, because
I'm old school like that. Yeah,
yeah,
that's
really
just a problem, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And some guys say, well, I don't make a lot of money. Well, work within your budget. But you know,
yeah,
to make a woman pay for the first, that to me is a horror dating story.
Yeah. What was that word?
Horror dating story.
Okay. So a few more things. Independence. How much independence is okay for a guy? Because we hear that all the time. It is almost like what you're saying. It's okay that we pay on dates and what have you and show that, and I don't mind, look, maybe the tip or paying or what have you, but not overboard. But when a man is looking at independence in a woman, because they say they want it.
Yes.
But when it shows up, sometimes.
Well, there's
like
independence,
okay.
Then there's independence. The independence I'm talking about is where a woman can do her own thing. She has her own set of friends sometimes. She goes out with her girl sometimes. Is not always available. That makes you more attractive when you're not always available, by the way, to men. But your man also feels like he's part of the picture. Sometimes there's too much independence where you don't really care what the guy's doing or you'll get to him when you get a chance. That is what becomes a turnoff to a guy. And a guy can distinguish between someone who's independent with a small eye and someone independent with a big eye. And so I suggest to my friends, don't always make yourself available. Don't always answer the phone call right away. Don't always be available for a date, because guys want something more that they can't have right away. That's just how guys think.
Just a balance.
It's a balance, and you got to feel it out. There's no general. You have to feel it out with your guy about how that balance works for you.
Okay, real quick, give me the three top takeaways, if you could, in small bites.
Sure.
Three
top takeaways from The Truth About Men is, number one, spacing is important to a relationship. Be willing to let him do his thing sometimes and you do your thing. Number three, make sure that you communicate. The reason why we're in these problems right now is because people are afraid of having those very difficult conversations. But if you're on the same page, then you can avoid a lot of confusion in the end. And lastly, understand that everyone changes. That when you're in relationships, we all evolve. Mm-hmm. And you have to change with your man and vice versa. He needs to change with you. And that relationships are not static. They are dynamic. And that be willing to discover new things and be open to it.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. The doctor is in the house, indeed. Don't forget to get the book. Okay.
They can get it anywhere.
They can get it anywhere.
They can
online.
Also follow me on Twitter, social media, at Dr. Ian Smith. Spell the doctor out. Follow me on Twitter and tweet me. People are tweeting me now about it. So it's a good book. And married women, this is a book for them just as well as single women.
Okay.
Because there's a lot to learn, all of us.
All women of all shapes, sizes, ages, everything. Okay, so are you going to be doing a book signing anywhere in town? Or?
No book signings.
Oh. So when do you come back to Atlanta? Because you got to come back.
Like 2 weeks I come back.
Okay. Will you come back?
So, absolutely. My pleasure.
Because I'd like to take calls.
I want to do that. I love doing that.
Yeah.
All right.
Get everybody involved. What about the challenge, losing weight?
Are we 50 million pound challenge.
Yeah. Are you still?
We're still working. We're turning it into a wellness community now. So, we're changing the website. So, it's not just about weight loss. It's about being overall well. And so, that's going well. And people can go to my website to read the first chapter on my book at Dr. Ian Smith. Spell the doctor out.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
All right. Good
and
talking
I'll
to
be,
you.
I'll have some more questions for you when you get back.
Okay.
I'm going to finish this book tomorrow.
All right. It's an easy read.
It's an easy read. That's the other thing. Easy read. Thank you, Dr.
All right.
Ian Smith.
Take care.